Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. A busy wrap-up to the week and weekend in Sharon. First of all, the National Guard was in town setting up a field hospital in the parking lot at Sharon Hospital for the potential use as extra hospital beds for overflow. And on Saturday evening, Governor Lamont signed an executive order implementing the nursing home surge plan. That plan includes Sharon Healthcare. They will accept patients who can be discharged from acute care hospitals but are still impacted by COVID-19 infection. The numbers over this past weekend, well, they look like this with COVID-19 virus cases. In Connecticut, as of late Saturday afternoon, the total number of coronavirus cases stood at 11,510. The number of deaths associated with a positive COVID-19 test in Connecticut has risen to almost 500. Locally, Falls Village still reports no cases. Cornwall, 1. Kent, 5. New Milford, 87. Norfolk, 3. North Canaan, 2. Salisbury, 4. Sharon, 7. Locally, in Dutchess County, Amenia, 13. Clinton, 12. Dover, 29. Milan, 7. Millbrook Village, less than 5. Millerton Village, less than 5. Northeast, less than 5. Pauling, 20. Pauling Village, less than 5. Pine Plains, less than 5. Pleasant Valley, 24. Red Hook, 15. Red Hook Village, less than 5. Rhinebeck, 36. Rhinebeck Village, 7. Stanford, 6. Tivoli Village, less than 5. And Washington, 9. In Columbia County, as of 6 a.m. on Sunday morning, 7 community members passed away from COVID-19. One additional person has passed away at the medical center from COVID-19, originated from outside the Twin Counties. 87 positive cases of COVID-19. 32 of the 87 cases have recovered. 8 of the positive cases are hospitalized. 2 of those are in ICU. They've received 607 test results completed for Columbia County residents. 92 residents are under mandatory quarantine, 23 under precautionary quarantine. There are 13 residents with suspected but not tested cases. And as of Sunday morning, in Berkshire County, the death toll remained at 22, according to numbers provided by the state health officials. Across Massachusetts, 87 new deaths were reported, pushing the total to 686. Meanwhile, Berkshire County, the Department of Public Health supported period saw 7 new confirmed cases in Berkshire County. The state reported 1 new death in each Franklin and Hampshire counties, 6 in Hampton County. Confirmed cases of the virus now total 336 in Berkshire County. In other news, Goshen First Selectman Robert Valentine said last week the Torrington Area Health District is not being strong enough about enforcing confinement to fight the spread of COVID-19. During a virtual meeting of the Northwest Hills Council of Governments, Valentine said he saw a copy of a letter sent out by a district to community members that disturbed him, noting the county is in a shutdown that is eviscerating the economy. He said, quote, "It's time to make sure people are isolating. You're pussyfooting around because you don't want to alienate people." Torrington Area The health district has not taken a firm stand. It's well past the time you require quarantine and isolation. We need to be direct. Everybody needs to understand. In news out of Cornwall from the Republican American, the Cornwall Town Beach Director said she will reach out to other area directors to see how they're planning for the summer season. She said normally at this time they'd be looking to hire staff. They'll proceed with what they normally do, with the caveat that they're not sure what that will be. Also, First Selectman Gordon Ridgway has been adamant the town should have some type of Memorial Day observance this year. There may be events without crowds, but he feels veterans need to be recognized. And Selectman Priscilla Pavel said Patricia Bramley, who is part of the Cornwall Co-op Market on the town green, believes the farmers market can go on this summer because there's enough room for social distancing. West Cornwall Farmers Market may be a different story. That market is held on the lawn Lewish House, which is now closed. Owner Bianca Greets says she has no idea when her shop will be allowed to reopen, so she has no plans for the market, though that could change. In New York State, coronavirus claimed the life of a local influential artist this week. Tom Blackwell, resident of Rhinebeck and founder of the photorealist movement, died at the age of 82 on Wednesday in a local hospital from complications from COVID-19. A story out of Sheffield, when school's in session, parents of students on the free or reduced breakfast or lunch program know their children will have at least two meals every weekdays, but on the weekends that support isn't there. At least 30 families with students in the Southern Berkshire Regional School District are provided with extra meal boxes to cover those days. So, to further support those families in the program, in which people can pay $25 for the Marketplace Kitchen and Cafe to make a meal for a family of four to be added to the weekend box of food for those hardest hit families, the effort supports the businesses through the crisis, which is hitting restaurant and hospitality industries particularly hard. The program began last week with 14 meals and jumped to 81 this week. Jeremy Wells, the food service director for the district, identified the families with deep need that stretches into the weekends as the impact of the shutdown goes on in Berkshire County. Families in already shaky rural economies are plunged deeper into poverty and isolation. Karras went on to say the group has already expanded the program to feed seniors in need across South County. Because of concerns and limitations imposed by the COVID-19 pandemic, the Boston Symphony Orchestra has canceled the spring season of Boston Pop, scheduled from May 6th through June 13th. It's only the second cancellation of a pop season since 1890. Decisions about this year's Boston Pop's Fireworks Spectacular and the 2020 Tanglewood season will be made over the next several weeks, according to the BSO. Stockbridge Interim Town Administrator Mark Weber will be on the job for six additional months starting May 1st, while the search for a long-term administrator is put on hold. The select board voted 3-0 to delay a transition in town leadership during the COVID-19 health emergency. Stockbridge has offered taxpayers a reprieve, extending the due date for the scheduled semi-annual real estate and personal property tax payments from May 1st to June 1st with no interest or penalties added. Some hotlines for you to write down and know about in our area. Sharon Hospital New Vance Health COVID-19 Community Hotline to answer questions, address concerns, and guide the public through remote screenings if they experience symptoms. That number is 888-667-9262, and that is in operation 8 a.m. till 6 p.m., 7 days a week. Connecticut, the 211 info hotline is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. New York State, the Department of Health coronavirus hotline is 1-888-364-3065. Dutchess County continues to provide residents a hotline at 845-486-3555. In Columbia County, Sheriff David Partlett has established a hotline for the elderly and vulnerable, including those with medical conditions who want to be checked on a daily basis. The number for that hotline is 518-828-0601. In Massachusetts, there's a 24/7 helpline at 877-870-4673. The Disaster Distress Helpline, 1-800-985-5990, is a 24/7, 365-day-a-year national hotline dedicated to providing immediate crisis intervention. Our business brief is underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and Morgan's at the Interlaken. You can find them on Facebook and at interlakenin.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 23,719.37, the NASDAQ at 8153.58, and the S&P 500 at 2789.82. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.